Thanks for finding me on Organic Matters. Every week I try to catch up on what I want to call the latest news, well, for gardening, which is pretty easy, but with climate change and global warming and whatever is going on, I find it necessary, if you're an outdoors person, if you're especially organic or a natural gardener, the weather around you, but not around you, but worldwide, eventually is a part of what you need to know. So what is climate change? Is it different from global warming? I'm going to try again, and people probably, I'm beating this horse to death if you've listened to me for the years I've been on, but I keep trying to get different approaches, hoping that again, each time I catch a few people that finally say, I call it the light goes on, and all at once they realize, yes, I can do this. I can be a part of the solution and not always just a part of the problem. I mean, for instance, I deal with gardeners almost every week calling me, emailing me, telling me what they're doing, thinking they're certified organic or certainly safe for the environment and the world around us. And they're not. They just buy hook, line, and sinker what the mostly, unfortunately, the big corporations, the Scotts, Bonus S's of the world, tell them are safe or are best. And it's just not true. So let's look into the subject a little bit in another direction. And maybe a few of you will kind of say, well, all right, I understand that. It should go without saying that climate change is actually not a new phenomenon. Scientists have been studying the connection between human activity and the effects on the climate actually since the 1800s. That's when they started. Although it took until about the time I was born, in the 1950s, to find evidence showing that there is directly a link of one to the other. Since then, the amount of greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, and some of the fluorinated gases in the atmosphere have steadily increased, taking a sharp jump, especially in the 1980s, when the summer of 1988 became literally then the warmest on record. Unfortunately, there have been many records broken since then. But climate change is not a synonym for global warming. To get fancy on you for a minute, the term global warming actually entered what we call our lexicon in the late 1950s, but didn't become a common buzzword until a few decades later, when more people started really taking notice of the warming climate. Except, climate change encompasses a greater realm than just rising temperatures. Trapped gases also affect sea level rise, animal habitats, biodiversity, and of course, we're learning more and more about how it affects our weather patterns. For example, Texas, where I am, severe winter storms in February 2021 demonstrated just how the climate isn't just merely warming. Folks, where I was in Central Texas, it got to 3 degrees, killed hundreds of what we have exotics here. For those of you not in this area, you may not know there's an exotic deer here called axis. It was brought in for hunters. It's in some ways a pest. It is an introduced species. We can fight that battle later. But tens, if not thousands, of the does and the fawns, mostly fawns, died during that extreme cold because they're just not evolved to handle it. In essence, they're the wrong animal in the wrong place. And in some ways, that needs to be corrected. But that's a story for another day. And to kind of give you my take on it, despite efforts from what I call forward thinkers, even if they're not always right, such as the SpaceX founder Elon Musk to colonize Mars, Earth remains our home for the foreseeable future, and the more human activity we have, the more negatively it seems to be impacting the climate, the less habitable it's going to become. It's estimated that the Earth has already warmed about a 1 degree Celsius, or that's almost exactly 2 degrees Fahrenheit, since the start of the Industrial Revolution, which began around the beginning of the 1800s. Although climate change tracking didn't start until the later 1800s. We didn't know how to do it. That warming number may not sound like much, but this increase has already resulted in more frequent and severe wildfires, hurricanes, floods, droughts, and winter storms. And that's just to name a few examples. I could go on. Then there's a subject I started broaching a few years ago that hadn't really come to a lot of people's minds that don't really stay attuned to this, and that's a loss of diversity. And we began to realize there's another force in climate change that's threatening rainforest and coral reefs and accelerating species extinction. Now let's just take rainforests, for instance, which act in its own right as a natural carbon sink by absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. But as rampant deforestation is occurring everywhere from Brazil's Amazon to Borneo to Madagascar, fewer trees mean that rainforests are becoming carbon sources rather than carbon sinks, emitting more carbon than they're absorbing. Meanwhile, coral reefs are dying as warming ocean temperatures trigger bleaching events, which cause corals to reject algae, their main food, incidentally, and life source. Fewer trees, coral reefs, and other habitats also equate to fewer species. And I'm going to call this, although I definitely stole the definition, let's call it the known sixth mass extinction. That extinction has been shown in a 2019 UN report that it is resulting in up to 1 million plant and animal species that could become extinct within decades. And literally, we are already losing hundreds a year. That may be hard for you to fathom, but think about it on a worldwide basis. It's really easy to overlook climate change in a day-to-day of our lives, or even realize that climate change is really behind it. As a for instance, you need to notice there's yet another, for instance, as I'm doing this show, romaine lettuce recall due to E. coli. Research shows that E. coli bacteria are becoming more and more common in our food sources as it adapts to climate change better than a number of other bacteria. Can't find your favorite brand of coffee beans anymore? Or has the price doubled? Yes. Climate change is affecting that also. Climate change is also worsening air quality, and seasonal allergies are definitely increasing along with, of course, polluting the hell out of our water. Not least, many preliminary studies have also drawn a line between climate change and the, of all things we've been putting up with, what I would call deadly, although a lot of you people out there don't believe that, it's killed over 1 million people in the United States, COVID-19 pandemic. And it is still gripping a heck of a lot of the world and changing all the time. Future pandemics are more likely than ever to happen more frequently until the root causes, such as deforestation and pollution of our earth, are addressed for the betterment of mankind as we know it. And here I just want to throw in larger issues that we're now, right now, this week, this month, this year, actually facing and having to learn about. And that is the global water scarcity that's already happening, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. Consider that. The Caribbean is facing water shortages due to rising temperatures and decreased rainfall. My kids just moved back from Australia. Australia's dams are running dry, and many of them may be dry by the end of this year, 2022, as severe wildfires increase in Cape Town, South Africa, for instance, and they're already facing the fact that they're literally running out of water. Since I kind of like to use metaphors people can touch, because if you get it out of their realm, they don't know. And I touched upon this earlier. It's one thing to be inconvenienced by a lack of romaine lettuce for a couple of weeks or the price of your coffee that happens to be going up. But reports warn how climate change is going to continue to threaten global food security to the point that it's going to trigger at some point. It's not a question about it. It's going to happen, a worldwide food crisis. Especially scientists in the know, which I'm certainly not, if the temperatures surpass a 2 degree Celsius increase, about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. In my opinion, unlike people that are on the news and radio stations that really pretend that it's news, not opinion, this is my opinion. unless more immediate, drastic action is taken to combat climate change, generations ahead of us, future generations, will have to contend with the worst-case scenario projections by the end of the 21st century. Yes, and my kids' kids are going to be there. Not limited to coastal cities going underwater, including places like Miami, where I once lived, lethal heat waves from South Asia to Central Africa, and more frequent and more extreme weather events evolving. That, folks, includes hurricanes, the wildfires that are crazy right now, tsunamis, droughts, floods, and on the other end of the scale, this always applies to global warming, yes, more severe blizzards around the world than ever. For those that haven't thought of it again, that's why I keep doing these shows in a different direction. The Earth's temperature has largely remained stable until industrial times for thousands of years. And then, of course, we began the introduction of greenhouse gases. These gases have forced the atmosphere to retain heat. And I want to tell you, as evidenced by the rising global temperatures we're all seeing, I already know like 8 of the last 10 years of the hottest ever, this guy's going to beat them all. Worldwide. As the planet grows warmer, glaciers are starting to melt faster, sea levels rise, and severe flooding increases. Of course, on the other end, it also increases droughts, and extreme weather events are going to become more and more deadly. Duh. Here I'm going to do something a little different than I've done on my shows very many times in the last 22 years. I'm going to go ahead and carry this subject on to the next quarter of the show. If you, all of you that are getting me, it all comes together. You shouldn't have any problem. But if you need to find these things, you can always go to bruce.dooley.com, all lowercase, bruce.dooley.com, or organicmatters.info, or ironically, just put dooley.com in. As I get more and more listeners, you find it's easier and easier to find me. So let's go on. I'm going to break away here, but we're going to go back to finish this subject. It's just too much to let go in a 12 or 13 minute segment. Thanks for that. Hope you stay tuned in just a few minutes. I'm sure unless you're on my URL, bruce.dooley.com or Organic Matters on Info, there's going to be commercials. And after that, please stay tuned. Let's finish this subject. So we'll be back after this with more of Organic Matters.